This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Texas man used COVID relief funds to buy himself a new car, not just any car, a Lamborghini. That's my dream car, a Lamborghini. I don't think I'll ever get one. I think by the time I can afford it, I'll be too old to drive it and appreciate it and look cool in it. But he has been sentenced to prison. We knew there was a lot of fraud going on with the COVID relief funds. And a Texas man has been sentenced to over 9 years in prison on Monday for fraudulently obtaining COVID-19 relief funds that he used for the purchase of a Lamborghini and other expenses. Lee Price III, 30 years old, had pleaded guilty in September to wire fraud, money laundering charges, received $1.6 million in PPP loan funds by falsifying his applications, according to the Department of Justice. Citing court documents of the application, or on the applications, Prince used the name of a person who died before the documents were submitted. In the paperwork, he also fudged payroll expenses and the number of employees he purportedly had at three separate businesses. Price used some of the ill-gotten gains to buy a Lamborghini Urus, a Ford F-350 truck, and a Rolex watch. The DOJ said authorities have recovered over $700,000 in the fraudulently obtained money. You know, this ticks me off. You know, here we are with these trillion-dollar bills, multiple trillions of dollars, and all this spending. Well, you know, these companies need relief. These companies need relief. And I'm hearing that many companies didn't get the relief. Some of them never got access to these funds. And then you hear, here's somebody buying a Lamborghini with it. When we applied for funds, I thought the process was actually pretty well organized. We had to show, it had a lot of transparency. They based the money they would give us on the payroll. So it was pretty quick. We just handed over the payroll documents from our payroll company. Showed how many employees, showed what they made. They made a calculation based on that. And then that's what they gave us. Wasn't a lot of money. You know, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know how he got those, enough money to buy a Lamborghini, but it was enough money to cover for, let's say, a 6-week lockdown. So we could keep paying them. The problem is we didn't get the money till after we reopened. And so what the government said is, look, okay, you know, obviously the, you know, businesses are going to be sputtering. There's still some places on lockdown. So as long as you use the money for employees and you hire everybody back, that money does not have to be paid back. So we showed that we hired everybody back. Everybody did come back. We paid them. We even hired a couple more people. So there was no doubt that that money was going to employees. A certain percentage could go to rent. Nothing went to personal. Nothing went to a car. I mean, what? How did people get away with this? Because then, in order for us to have that waiver to not have to pay it back as a loan, we had to show what we spent the money on. You know, look, this was the payroll. This was the business. That's where the money went. We even put the funds into an account. You know, I think a lot of people, they got the funds and they just mixed it up with the regular account. And they said, okay, I know this might have been a Discover card purchase and this might have been a movie theater purchase, but you see this money went here. Our accountant said, just put it in a separate account to show them that the money got deposited and then the money was spent on payroll and how it was used for that. And right. And it was pretty simple. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was a pretty easy thing to do. I just don't get how people took advantage I get why people did that. My problem with this is I bet more people have. I bet there is a very, very large underestimation of how much fraud happened throughout this whole pandemic. You know, apparently, and we spoke about this, many employees who were offered a job still got the extra unemployment benefits, the extra $600 a week, and then later the extra $400 and $300 a week. And many unemployment agencies didn't require proof that you were offered your job. So if somebody was offered a job and they said, no, thank you, I want to keep the money, they got to keep the money. But another trick that some people did is they took the job, but they only asked for 15 hours a week. And when they got 15 hours a week, they could say they were, quote, underemployed, hence still qualify for the extra $600 a month benefits. Now, when I heard people were doing that, I'm like, but that's false because you're being offered full-time jobs and you're turning around only asking for 15 hours because what they're doing is going to the unemployment insurance companies or when they're filing for unemployment, they're like, oh, they only gave me 15 measly hours, so I need the extra benefits. Fraud was rampant, and it was our tax dollars. And here we are, people are still collecting unemployment. And, you know, I was, you know, I've been speaking to business owners throughout all this, and they're like, Dahlia, I don't get it. People will apply for a job. When I call them, they don't answer. Why are people applying? And then I'm calling to give a job, and they don't answer. And I go, because, again, they're getting unemployment. They're applying for unemployment. They probably need to show proof that they tried to find a job. They don't answer you back. So they, you know, you don't get a chance to tell the unemployment company that. So I really hope that all this money going to more IRS agents and more public officials to look at people not paying enough taxes in accounts over $600 or, I don't know, they change it to $10,000, whatever. I really hope they're spending some of that money, you know, looking at who defrauded us out of billions of dollars when it came to the PPP money and the COVID relief money. Just a suggestion. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's a class of medication that is not my favorite. I would prescribe it sparingly because they work really well, but I didn't like all the data I've seen over the last few decades. This class of medication has been linked to pneumonia. It's been linked to bone fractures. It's been linked to, there's other sorts of fractures, but okay, so fractures. It's been linked to GI cancer. It's been linked to diabetes. It's been linked to kidney disease. And this class of medication is probably one of the most commonly used medications because they're over-the-counter and people have a condition that is, I think, now in epidemic proportions. And no one's talking about it. So the class of medications are the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors. And now we have another, I guess, not another study, but more experts are kind of alarming health officials, saying we really think these medications are also linked to dementia. When are we going to address this? When are we going to address our heartburn problem? And millions of people are popping heartburn medications. You used to have to get it from your medical provider, so then we could at least kind of, you know, see what's going on and go, okay, you know what, you've been on this for more than a couple of weeks. Let's get you scoped. Let's see if you have an ulcer or, you know, a tumor, or if there's something going on with your diet that we could change. But once the medications went over the counter, and understandably so, people have been treating their heartburn medication for over, or their heartburn symptoms, where what they think is heartburn, for over 14 days. Some of them have been on it over 14 weeks, 14 months. Some of you have been taking it for 14 years. And if this class of medication is linked to dementia and GI cancer and fractures and pneumonia and diabetes, not to mention the biggest risk I think that can be with these medications is you're under the false pretense it's heartburn when you're actually having angina or a heart issue. And nobody really talks about it. It's all about, well, you know, we got to work on smoking and, you know, we have an obesity crisis and, you know, we have to, you know, COVID, we have to do travel bans. And I think this is probably a very, very serious epidemic and it needs to be addressed. So I'm going to talk about it. So first, apparently, the reason why the medications might be linked to dementia, Alzheimer's Association experts, including Dr. Marilyn Glenville, she is a PhD. She says the PPIs, so the PPIs like your Nexium, your Prilosec, your Prevacid, can increase one's risk of dementia by 44% as they increase the level of beta amyloid in the brain. Now, in 2020, there was a study published in Scientific Reports that found an increased risk of dementia in those who took pantoprazole and esomeprazole, but not omeprazole. So Prilosec didn't seem to have as high a risk as the other ones like Prevacid and Nexium. In 2019, researchers from Nanchang University in China looked at the mechanism. They were like, okay, why is there this possible link? And so they think that maybe, because, you know, you're looking at dementia and you're looking at Alzheimer's. Dementia is a whole class of possibilities for somebody's cognitive impairment to not maintain and to start to diminish. Alzheimer's is a specific type. And an Alzheimer's dementia is where you get beta amyloid protein buildup. There's like vascular dementia or multi-infarct dementia, where you get little mini strokes and that prevents blood flow to the brain. So there's multiple different types of dementia. But in terms of actual Alzheimer's dementia, these researchers thought that maybe what it is the PPIs interfere with your body's breakdown of this protein that just ends up deciding to deposit in the brain. We don't want amyloid buildup. In fact, a lot of the Alzheimer's research has been looking at how do we prevent amyloid production in the liver or too much of it? How do we slow that down? How do we maybe increase its breakdown? So they think maybe what's happening is these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, I'm sorry, my nose is, I think what it is, no, it's not a booger because nothing's come out yet. Anyway, I think, so these researchers are suggesting that if the PPIs can't stop this negative feedback process, you have this positive momentum of beta amyloid buildup. Another thing is when you do lower the acid in your stomach, you might not absorb certain nutrients and certain vitamins like B12. Well, vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to dementia. So they think that could be another sort of reason. So they say, first, PPIs may affect the amyloid beta metabolism, one of the pathological markers of Alzheimer's. There was evidence that PPIs could cross the blood-brain barrier, enhance amyloid beta levels of the brain, decrease their degradation. There was a report that the precipitation of the AB peptide in the central nervous system could conceivably increase the possibility of dementia. And then another mechanism was the B12 deficiency. Long-term use of a PPI will decrease the secretion of gastric acid, resulting in a reduction in the release of a protein used to bind vitamin B12, causing damage to vitamin B12 absorption.
And furthermore, decreased gastric acid increases pH in the small bowel, which allows bacteria overgrowth, competition for uptake of B12, further reducing B12 availability. So some of you are like, wait a second, I pop Tums. Is that the same? Mm-mm. The Tums are H2 blockers. They're a little different. So your Tums, your Tums is calcium carbonate. Your Tums is a neutralizer. And calcium carbonate is a base, so it helps neutralize the acid. Your Zantac and your Pepcid are H2 blockers. Those diminish acid in another fashion than your proton pump inhibitors. So we're not talking about Tums. We're not talking about your histamine H2 agonists or blockers like Pepcid or Zantac. So we have seen PPIs linked to diabetes. There was a study published in Gut that long-term use could increase the metabolic disorder by 25%. Now, I think it could also be because our eating habits. You know, for those people that get heartburn, they may not be eating the foods that are most healthy that could possibly trigger diabetes, or you're eating such large quantities and that doesn't help somebody who is pre-diabetic. Those who drink alcohol, high fat dishes, meat dishes, you know. They said there's an increased risk of hip fractures by 20%, gastric cancer. So why do millions of people need these medications? Well, because they feel they have heartburn. They feel the acid. You don't feel the acid so much when it's in your stomach. But if you have a lower esophageal sphincter that is weak, that is compromised, then the acid will come up from the stomach into the esophagus, and that burns, and it hurts. It's painful. That acid could cause damage to the esophagus, which is why we as doctors prescribe these proton pump inhibitors to decrease the acid to hopefully minimize damage that could cause a rare adenocarcinoma. However, you a lot of times are causing this to happen by what you eat. If I eat a gummy bear, I get acid burns. I feel my reflux. If you drink alcohol, if you eat chocolate, if you eat high fatty foods, onions, tomatoes. So if you want to avoid reflux, don't eat citrus, don't eat onions, don't eat tomatoes, don't eat peppermint, or eat less of it. Chocolate, I haven't opened these up. This was for my surgery. You see, I haven't opened it up. Still sealed. Processed foods, those with sugar, alcohol, caffeine, soda, fatty foods, fried foods. But interestingly, if you want to slow down and calm down reflux, oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean turkey, and chicken. So what I did is I wrote an article, and it has an acid reflux grocery list that tells you foods to avoid. And a lot of them are citrusy, a lot of them are onions and sour cream and beef and garlic and liquor and donuts and brownies. But there's a lot of things on there that you can eat if you have acid reflux. I also recommend to elevate the bed 45 degrees because I think it does help that gravity to kind of keep that acid down. I was told that because I drink a lot of water before I go to bed at night. And my doctor told me, stop drinking a lot of water. Just you're drinking too much water before you go to bed. Stop drinking a couple hours before you go to bed. Hydrate throughout the day, but don't gulp it down before you go to bed. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Eat smaller meals. Avoid a large dinner at bedtime to decrease acid. So, you know, for those of you going, look, Dahlia, I need it. I need these medications. You need to see a doctor. You need to get yourself checked out. You also don't want to misdiagnose heartburn with what could be a cardiac issue. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise and inflation affects your pocketbook, it's also on the minds of many on Capitol Hill. The Senate Banking Committee holding a hearing with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Paul noting some of the challenges that are contributing to rising prices.
Supply chain problems have made it difficult for producers to meet strong demand, particularly for goods. Increases in energy prices and rents are also pushing inflation upward. As a result, overall inflation is running well above our 2% longer-run goal, with the PCE price index up 5% over the 12 months ending in October.
Amid the new COVID Omicron coronavirus variant emergent, the CDC is now recommending all adults get a booster shot 6 months after you've been fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge is telling the Biden administration not so fast.
A federal judge on Monday halted the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, although the ruling only applies to 10 states. The mandate, promulgated earlier this month by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, required approximately 17 million workers to get a jab or face termination. But Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services lacks the authority to impose such a broad mandate, says U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Disney Plus subscribers in Hong Kong are not able to watch an episode of The Simpsons from 2005 in which the cartoon family visit Beijing and see a plaque that mocks China for covering up its crackdown on Tiananmen Square. The exact number of people who died in 1989 at Tiananmen Square, still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in Indiana, a pizza delivery driver died after a porch collapsed when he was making a simple delivery in an eastern Indiana city. Connersville Police Department officers on Saturday night found 45-year-old William Fields of Connersville. And he had fallen through what appeared to be a collapsed porch. He was pinned by heavy debris and was motionless when officers found him. He was pronounced dead at the hospital a short time later. He was working as a delivery driver for Pizza King and was delivering to the address at the time of the collapse. The death has been ruled an accident. Now that is just absolutely crushing. I can't even imagine you doing a job and you're just doing a job right and you're bringing the pizza to the porch. And how do people's porches not be up to snuff? I mean, don't you have to have inspections? Don't you? I want to know about that. Do any of you guys know about that? You know, because I know there's, I live in an area where the homes are relatively new. I mean, the city of Las Vegas, it's been around, you know, for decades, but it didn't really grow and explode until like the 1940s, 1950s. And so most of the homes around Vegas are definitely under 100 years, and a lot of the homes are even under 10 years old. But back east, you've got homes that are a couple hundred years old. How does that work? Do you guys have to have inspections? Do you, I mean, how does a porch in the Midwest crumble under the weight to the point that somebody then just the whole porch collapses? And then, I know a lot of people do add-ons on their own. See, I think in my neck of the woods, I can't do any add-on without it being surveyed, without me getting a permit, without it being inspected. It's a pain in the butt, but I understand that because you don't want to have something makeshift that could then hurt somebody in the future. So I'm wondering if that's kind of what's going on here. So I'm seeing a lot more contactless delivery. You know, drivers that are like, look, I'm just going to leave it here. Maybe that's what's going to have to happen. You know what? We're just going to leave your pizza on the sidewalk. You just go out to your own sidewalk and get it. We're not going to leave your car or there it is. Nobody gets COVID. Nobody falls through a porch. But that's just crushing. Speaking of crushing, Tiger Woods has spoken out the first time since his accident. If you guys remember, back in February, he had a horrible single car vehicle accident rollover in Southern California where he sustained comminuted fractures to his tibia and fibula, meaning broken in multiple pieces and compound in terms of opening through the skin. And Tiger Woods, in an interview with Golf Digest, has discussed the, quote, unfortunate reality of his future in the sport of golf. Sounds like he's never coming back full time. He's going to turn 46 December 30th, and he discusses how he's still recovering, and it's been challenging as he's trying to progress. He says he probably won't return full time, but he might pick and choose tours, as other golf greats have done, like Ben Hogan, who was also in a horrific accident. He said, I have so far to go. I'm not even at the halfway point. He says, I have so much more muscle development and nerve development that I have to do on my leg. At the same time, as you know, I've had 5 back operations, so I'm having to deal with that. He said, so as the leg gets stronger, sometimes the back may act up. It's a tough road. But I'm just happy to be able to go out there and watch Charlie play or go in the backyard and have an hour or two by myself with no one talking, no music, no nothing. I just hear the birds chirping. That part I've sorely missed. So he says he is no way able to compete in the PGA Tour, but he seems okay with it. He said, you know, I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. After my back fusion, I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it, and I did. This time around, I don't think I'll have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay. I can still participate in the game of golf. I can still, if my leg gets okay, he says I can still click off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain again and getting all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. So in April, he underwent surgery after being involved in the accident. His rollover crash required him to be pulled out of the car's windshield, transported by ambulance to a local hospital. He apparently was conscious at the time. He was able to speak to first responders on scene, but he was allegedly driving 87 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, resulting in loss of control of the vehicle, which had been ruled as the cause of the crash. They did not rule any medications that he was on, even though there were a lot of rumors that he seemed to be, you know, either on a medication from his recent microdiscectomy. Police did not do a drug screen, a drug test, and it just didn't go further than that. So he was treated initially at Harper UCLA Medical Center for multiple fractures to his right leg, including a, quote, shattered ankle, which is basically a comminuted fracture of the tibia and fibula, and then he was transferred to Cedars of Sinai, where I was born. He then recovered back home in Florida. So they put in orthopedic hardware used to stabilize the fractures, because when you have bones broken in multiple fragments, you try to piece them back together. So he is going to make his first public appearance at the week's at this week's Hero World Challenge, which is a 20-man tournament in the Bahamas that benefits his foundation. It's tough. It's definitely not easy. I couldn't imagine that, and it's just a shame when you see somebody so gifted, you know, in terms of their, you know, of their sport. So we have some good news. They say a weekly dose of deep red light in the morning may protect fading eyesight as people age. This is according to UK researchers and Newsmax. They say using a simple LED device once a week recharges the energy system that has declined in the retina cells, rather like recharging a battery. Now, I wouldn't recommend you do this without talking to your eye doctor. But this is according to Glenn Jeffrey, lead author of a small new study. In previous work, the researchers found that daily 3-minute exposure to long-wave deep red light switched on energy-producing mitochondria cells in the retina. Now, the mitochondria is like the power source of the cell. This gives a boost to naturally declining vision. In this new study, the investigators wanted to assess the effect of single 3-minute exposures once a week and whether exposure in the morning or afternoon made a difference. The study included 13 women and 7 men, aged 34 to 70, who had no eye disease and normal color vision. The participants were exposed to 3 minutes of 670 nanometer LED deep red light in the morning between 8 and 9 a.m. Their color vision was tested again 3 hours after exposure, and 10 participants were also tested a week after exposure, and they found a significant 17% improvement in color vision, which lasted a week. Some of the older participants had a 20% improvement. They said when the same experiment was conducted in the afternoon, no improvement in color vision. So fascinating how there was a time, there was a time sequence that seemed to be more profitable. They say that we demonstrate that one single exposure to long-wave deep red light in the morning can significantly improve declining vision, which is a major health and well-being issue affecting millions of people globally. And I like it because it sounds cheap, sounds simple, it sounds safe. Again, just because the eyes are tricky, and I am not trained to the degree I would like to be in ophthalmology. I did train at Jules Stein. I did get a lot of ophthalmology, and I took a specific extra elective in it. I am still very humbled by the complexity of the eye and how I think some things could actually make it worse. So I wouldn't be recommending this yet until, of course, a doctor speaks to you. But I do love the idea of something you can do. I mean, you know, while listening to a podcast, while listening to my show in the morning, while making coffee, something that's cheap and easy to do to help save eyesight. Because our eyesight does deteriorate, whether it's our cataracts, whether it's macular degeneration, whether it's retinopathy because of diabetes. I would just love our eyes to work better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love chewing gum. I've just always been into bubblegum. In the 80s, when I'd be in school, we'd use Bubblicious, which was really difficult to hide from teachers because you weren't allowed to chew gum in school. And the Bubblicious were big, you know, so you'd be hiding the gum and like it's really kind of sticking out there. And, you know, you get the big bubbles. And I remember trying to learn how to blow bubbles, and my sister had to teach me because I didn't know how to blow a bubble. I couldn't do it. So she said, just put the gum over your lip and blow, and you can make a bubble. And then now put it on your tongue. And so my sister actually taught me how to make, how to blow bubbles, and it was like, I think, the greatest gift. I can't snap with this finger. I could snap, not on this side, but I could at least make bubble gum, or I could blow bubbles. So I love bubble gum. So when I heard that they made a bubble gum that could stop COVID, I thought this is the coolest thing since sliced bread. So there's a study published in the journal Molecular Therapy where an experimental chewing gum could reduce the spread of SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID. And so there's evidence that shows people with SARS-CoV-2 have high levels of virus in their saliva. So researchers wanted to investigate whether if you could make a chewing gum that could reduce the amount of virus in the mouth, so less go into the bloodstream, into the lungs, spread, etc. Now, chewing gum, all right, can contain certain things like bicarbonate, calcium to help with your teeth and oral health. They could reduce on the number of bacteria, but this is even more specific than that. As the SARS virus needs the ACE2 proteins on the cell, the researchers made a gum containing high levels of these ACE2 proteins so that before the COVID travels into the body to try to latch onto cells, it'll get sucked up by the ACE2 proteins in the gum, trapping. It's brilliant. I think this is brilliant. I hope it works. So the researchers, according to Science Alert, produced a gum containing high levels of ACE2 proteins produced in plants with the idea that the ACE2 proteins of the chewing gum could trap virus particles in the mouth, minimizing the opportunity we have to infect ourselves and spread to other people. So the researchers took saliva samples from patients with COVID-19, mixed these samples with a powdered form of the gum. They then treated saliva. The treated saliva had significantly reduced SARS-CoV-2 virus particles compared to those treated with placebo, which means a gum that didn't have the ACE2 proteins. The researchers also demonstrated that the gum prevented a pseudotyped virus, a harmless virus with the spike protein on its surface, from infecting cells in the lab. It was as little as 5 milligrams of the gum was associated with significant reduced viral entry into the cells. 50% of the gum, or 50 milligrams of the gum, reduced viral entry by 95%. So this is huge. I mean, this is, gum shouldn't be that expensive. It should be easy to chew. The question I have is, how often do you do it? How often after the gum does it stay in your mouth? Like, you know, I want fresh breath, so I'll chew some gum, and then at a half hour, hour later, you know, I might need more gum. So let's say you're going to work and you're going to be exposed at work. Maybe you chew the gum while at work for an X amount of time, or use a few pieces or whatever, and then you go home and then you don't need the gum there. I don't know. So it's fascinating. There is a lot of possibilities with it. I think this is cooler than poop. I'm excited. I'm really excited. So hopefully this works out. Now, we have something else that's kind of exciting. So depression and bipolar disorder are things that plague millions of people. And whether they are unipolarly or, you know, sad and in a funk and unable to be motivated and, you know, depressed, or whether they swing the pendulums with bipolar, where they, you know, have their highs or mania or, you know, days of kind of glee versus then the pendulum swinging to where they have the lows. And there's various forms of bipolar. It's a tough illness. And it's chronic and it's debilitating for people. Scientists think they have a blood test to help detect it. And this was published in the Lancet Regional Health. The Lancet had published how our mental health has been affected by COVID. We spoke about that. But scientists at Indiana University School of Medicine developed a tool to be psychiatry's first ever biological answer to diagnosing a mood disorder. So the study looks at the RNA, the ribonucleic acid markers, that can help distinguish, you know, inflammation or distinguish certain illnesses and issues people have. So they drew on 15 years of previous research. This had been reported by Screenshot Media. It was led by Dr. Alexander Niculescu. And it proved that they found that you could diagnose depression and bipolar if you had a biomarker. So they looked at the, you know, the neuropsych, apparently the, with our psychiatric system and makeup, it is very linked to the our neurological, our nervous system, our immune system, and our immune system. And so Dr. Nicolescu explained how immune activation or inflammation could affect the brain. If your depression or bipolar is linked or caused by this, why not detect a test that could find the this? So in the first stage of the study, the group of scientists identified a list of RNA biomarkers that one could track one's mood over time. They looked at subjects with clinically severe depression, mania. They finalized 26 biomarkers. They narrowed down to 12 with further testing. And with these findings, doctors would be able to send patients to a lab for blood work to indicate the causes of their symptoms. And then the biomarkers could also help guide treatment, like using selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors for depression or lithium carbonate. They said three other biomarkers were identified in previous work to be affected by lithium carbonate. So if a biomarker is affected by a medication, then that's how they know that medication could help. So, you know, we don't fully understand to the degree we need to all the nooks and crannies as to why somebody will have depression or bipolar. So some people think it's, you know, life experiences, changes the stressors, changes your brain makeup. Others believe it's your gut, how you eat, your microbiome, the bacteria. If you're eating a bunch of crappy foods, you're going to be more likely to be depressed, you know, because of the sugar inload, the sugar take and how the bacteria then give off certain signals to the brain. It could also be chemicals. You might have low serotonin. You may have low dopamine. So how do we know? We can't run a blood test on serotonin, or we aren't there yet. But if we are able to figure out biomarkers and we are able to identify what could be triggering a mood issue in you, then we could also see how those are affected by medications and then hopefully gear treatment. I think this is cool. I think it could prevent suicide. I think it could prevent, people with depression, they might drink more. They might do more drugs. They might eat more. You know, I've never had depression. I've been in a funk, you know, my father leaving us, that was rough. And you know, I've been through funks, but I've never been clinically depressed. But maybe one reason why I haven't been is because my go-to is food. I've never been diagnosed because I've never really felt, you know, I had a concrete, I've never felt bad enough to. But what do? When I notice I'm a little bit down, I go and get some chocolate. Well, we're all self-treating ourselves. It'd be nice to know. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.